What's the outlook for Jake Ryan now that he's back?
Jake looks good. Jake's going to practice today. He'll go through the early part of it. They just want to be smart with his first day back, but everything looks good for Jake so far.
Mike, how important is that, given that you're not going to have Blake this week?
Just how we need him. I mean, it's definitely Jake Ryan's important to, you know, how we move forward. So he's made a ton of progress. I'm excited to see him out there practice today. So it'd be great. It's great to have him back.
What do you think his biggest jump has been since getting those handful of starts last season?
I'm sorry?
What do you think his biggest jump has been since last year?
Jake Ryan's biggest jump? Yeah, I think number one is, you know, you look for that leap from year one to year two. He's really comfortable, you know, what's being asked of him. And, you know, the adjustment part of it is cleaner for him. And he's just playing faster. He's seeing it. I mean, he's a heck of a football player. He's instinctive. He's tough. He just looks a lot more comfortable, and he's playing a lot faster.
Mike, what are your expectations of what Michael can give you on Monday night? I'm guessing maybe he spent a little of his Thanksgiving with Ben Sermon, the way things have gone.
Kristen Michael's doing a really good job. I really like the way he practiced on Wednesday, so he'll get more today. It'd be nice to have him part of the rotation come Monday night, so we just got to continue to work the plan. This is our workload day today, so he's he's fitting really nice, so I'm glad he's here, that's for sure.
How wide is this offensively for you? You're going into week 12 now, and everything's still kind of in flux. I mean, you got a full running back room, you just got Jared Cook back. It seems like there's a lot of moving parts compared to where you might usually be at this time of year.
I'm sorry, but what was the first part of your question?
I guess just how challenging has this been? I mean, this is your 12th week, and you're still, the offense is kind of still evolving, I guess would be a good way to put it.
It's, you know, it's where we are. I mean, every team goes through stretches where you have more moving parts than you like. But, you know, I said the other day in here, I think we're very close on offense. And it'll be good to have a healthy flow of running backs where you're not jumping in and out of so many different personnel groups and playing with more just rolling a running back into a personnel group. So that helps flow. The game of football is about flow, and it's getting the, you know, new players or the different type of players in and out of the game where it isn't as herky-jerky. So I think we'll definitely be better from that regard.
What happened with Kyler and his hamstring? Will he be able to do anything today?
Kyler hurt it in the game, hamstring, so he will be in the pre group, so we'll see how he progresses.
Hey, Mike, I don't think this falls under the category of don't create questions for other people like you don't like to have, but Aaron said on Wednesday that he thinks you guys can run the table. Obviously, you have to take it one game at a time, and he said that too. But do you like your leader coming out and saying that and giving your guys – sounds like there's been a very positive feeling around here during the week.
I love it. It's an expression of confidence. I mean, that's a statement that – he made. I read about it just like everybody else, but I think it just shows what's going on internally. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we have to win the next game. We all get that part. But this is a big challenge going to Philadelphia. I mean, it's a very good football team. We talked about the specifics of, you know, how we look at them, offense, defense, and special teams, the environment we're going to play in. So, you know, that's my immediate focus. But yeah, I love those comments because it's an expression of confidence, and that's what we have.
Mike, what makes you said on Wednesday, you said again today that you feel like you're close on offense. What are there certain things that you're kind of, I don't want you to give anything away, but is there, what's making you feel that way, I guess?
Well, I think it's like everything in the game of football. You know, you spend so much talking about the other guy and what the other guy's doing, and no different with Philadelphia's defense. I mean, this is a very good defense. Obviously, you look at their production. They don't give up a whole lot, especially at home. I mean, they're playing off the charts at home. Their home statistic and really even their home video. You watch the games. They're playing at a different speed at home. So we get the challenge, but it's about us. I mean, and it'll always will be, and those are the things we're focused on. And, you know, it's just like anything. I clearly understand where, you know, what's happened here the last few weeks, but, you know, counter intuition is something I keep close to me, professionally especially. You know, when things are going good, you got to focus on things that just ain't quite right, even harder. And when things aren't going good, you got to really focus even harder on the things that are right, because it's the norm is everybody else is working against you. So we've done a lot of things right. We need to win games, and we're going to win the game Monday night, and that's our focus. And we need to keep building up the things that we know are right with our football team, and we just got to do it better.
Mike, how's
the Willie conference today? Don't you, other people have any questions?
You look like you were going to leave if I didn't ask a question. So, how difficult of a place is Philly to play? You guys obviously have won some pretty big games there in the past. Is it any more difficult than some of the other road venues?
Because it's Philadelphia. I don't think you need to say anything else than that. With great respect, and it's loud and clear on the bus ride. You know, it reminds you of some of the, you know, the high school or college games you were all part of as in our youth. You know, you come around that corner there, and you get a heck of a welcome by the Philadelphia fans, and that just kind of sets the tone for the rest of the evening.
Likes the eggs getting thrown at the bus. Does that really happen?
Yeah, let's not encourage them, though. I mean, they definitely hold true to the reputation.
Like with the Eagles, I think they have two kickoff returns for touchdowns this year. What makes them so dangerous on special teams?
Excellent. That's, you know, our coverage units. This is a big challenge for them. When we got to perform better, we know that. So I think their timing is something that really stands out. You know, the ability to not only the timing and the fit of the return and ability to sustain the blocks. So this is a big challenge for our coverage units, and we need to win that phase.
Two more, please.
Just how big a luxury is it for you as a play caller when you've got two offensive tackles who play so well? You're going into a tough road game, like you mentioned. Their edge rushers are pretty good. Did you feel like you can handle those guys?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, their defensive line is very, very good. Playing very well, and they all are playing the scheme extremely well, and you know, with that, you know, it definitely has, you know, a lot of, you know, challenges that we're going to see, particularly the number of different guys. Yes, but our tackles are playing very well. The extra time will help David this week. I think Brian's playing his best football, but this is huge going up there with this noise, and it'll be loud there Monday night. And, you know, those guys are in the 4-point stances on the edges, and Brian and David, they're going to play big for us.
Thank you. Make everybody not be here on Thanksgiving. I'm just wondering, are you able to completely focus on Jessica and the kids on Thanksgiving, or is your mind still thinking a little football at some point yesterday?
Well, I mean, near the end of the day, I had the two youngest girls pretty much the whole day. There's an old movie called The Toy, Richard Pryor. I kind of felt like Richard a little bit at the end of the day. So it was that was a great day. So, but I was able to step away.
Did you watch Full Zenith at all?
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, I was distracted.